We are speaking with Jessica Hager, candidate for sheriff in Carver County. Jessica, why don't you tell us why you decided to get into this race to begin with?
Hi, Hunter. Thank you for having me on. One of the reasons that I made the decision to enter the sheriff's race in Carver County is I was talking to deputies. I also, as a citizen, as a law enforcement officer, as a taxpayer, I was getting frustrated by what I saw, I guess, not happening at the sheriff's office and also happening at the sheriff's office. There was a lot of turnover. I felt they're not really involved with our schools unless the schools are actually paying them to be there as school resource officers, and just a lack of community outreach in the community. And so I thought that I could be a really positive change for the sheriff's office, and so I made the decision to run for sheriff.
Now, what are some of the main issues and problems going on in the Carver County Sheriff's Department right now?
One of the biggest things is employee retention. In January of 2018, the sheriff's office actually went into arbitration for their contract that actually covered 2017 and 2018. And it was in January of this year that, if you look at the patrol staff, they're authorized for about 64 deputies, and they were down 10 deputies at the time. And then at one point this spring, according to employees that had contacted me, they were actually down 14 patrol deputies. And so one of the things people say is, why do you focus on patrol? Well, that seems to be where the biggest issue is. And those are the frontline people. Those are the people responding to your calls for service. There's also been a lot of turnover in the dispatch division. And fortunately, our jail division seems to be holding pretty steady and appears to be being managed very well. And so the biggest thing is in regards to the employee retention, I've talked to some of the employees who've left the sheriff's office. And one of the things they've said is they're leaving because of the current administration. It has nothing to do with pay. And actually, in their arbitration ruling, there's actually a sentence in there that specifically states deputies are not leaving for pay. So I think first and foremost, the employee retention is a huge issue there. Second of all, like I said, there's a lack of transparency in the sheriff's office. They haven't produced an annual report for as long as I can remember. And annual reports are important because they let people kind of know what the sheriff's office is doing. And so, you know, you can say that, you know, you have a balanced budget or you're doing all these things, but why is the public not being given the information or able to see what's actually going on? And then, obviously, our involvement in our schools, there's so much more we could be doing with schools. Schools don't necessarily have the budget to put a school resource officer in place. And so one of my solutions to that problem is let's have deputies, we have town deputies through contract policing, let's have them stop by, make contact with the schools. Let's put threat assessment teams together in our schools. And, you know, let's look at coming up with some type of communication system where all staff can report on a student that maybe they're concerned about. Because one teacher looking at something going on with a student, they may not see it as a big issue. But when you start to put it all together and you have four or five staff members reporting something, that can get to be a big issue, and we can maybe flag issues before something becomes larger.
Jessica, to bring up one of your earlier points, you said that the high turnover or low retention was because of officers finding issue with the management. What issues were they specifically talking about?
I think it's mainly a managerial style. And what I mean by that is we've all probably seen the different cartoons or whatever of a leader versus a manager or a boss. And that lead, that manager or that boss says, you go do this. They're not out there with their people and learning about what's going on and what their people can need. A leader, on the other hand, is let us go do this. And, you know, as you're part of that team, you may hold the title of sheriff, but you're still part of that team that's out there working. And truly that, the way people respond, a lot of it starts from the top down. And so I think people there are seeing that they're being told to do things, or are afraid to do things because of the fear of getting in trouble. And that's one of the biggest things that they're seeing and in talking to people coming from just the deputies themselves about what's going on. And, for example, I had a deputy contact me and say that they had one sergeant who said their reports were fine that they were doing. They all of a sudden got another sergeant who told them their reports are terrible and they needed to go to report writing school.
And
so there's just a lot of disconnect.
So I heard both you and your opponent for this office speak, and your opponent is very much the status quo option. He's very involved in this current administration that you point out has a total culture problem. So what would be the difference between you two, and how would you change the culture of this office?
One of the first things I do is get that buy-in from the deputies. And so, you know, I've had conversations with several people about who I would bring in as my chief deputy, and which is the second in command. And one of the things that I would like to do is get, you know, the deputies, records, jail, dispatch, the different divisions, and including some community members to actually be part of an interview panel to let them kind of have some say on who their second in command is going to be. Because, again, that morale in the department really starts from the top down. And by giving people a voice on things, I think that also helps their buy-in into the department and your mission. And so I just think it's giving deputies a voice back, not just deputies, but records and dispatch and the detention deputies, giving them a voice back in some of the things that go on in the sheriff's office. Because I, as one person, don't have all the answers. I'm not going to have all the answers, and sometimes you might be surprised at some of the things that you get when you start to talk to people who maybe have other ideas, and those ideas sometimes can be really successful.
We're speaking with Jessica Hager, candidate for Carver County Sheriff. And Jessica, this entire show, before you were on, we were focusing on the opioid epidemic. What would you do to tackle this epidemic in Carver County?
You know, excuse me, the opioid crisis isn't just a law enforcement issue. And, you know, we're the ones who are responding to overdoses or the thefts from vehicles or other things that people are doing, the crimes people are committing to pay for that addiction. One of the things I would continue is to have the deputies continue to carry Narcan. It's a huge life-saving tool for somebody who's overdosed on opioids. And one thing is with, you know, our opioids or any of our other drugs, is they're now lacing them with fentanyl and carfentanil, which in even very, very small quantities can be extremely deadly. So I think that it's important to continue to carry that Narcan. The other thing is I continue with the drug take-back program. And so I think that's a great thing. It helps keep drugs out of the hands of the wrong people, because sometimes people, you know, they go and have back surgery, for example, and they maybe have some pain pills, but they only take a couple of them. But yet then they have a family member or a friend or somebody else who's an addict that finds out they're there. And if they have a way to dispose of them, they're able to do that. There actually is it's a pouch that you can get that we could hand out to our community that they can actually put their pills or their prescription in that bag and add a little bit of water, and it basically deactivates the entire drug. And then they're able to just drop that bag into the garbage can, and there's nothing in there because the chemical in there has made those drugs inactive. And so I would look at getting that out to our community. The other thing is trying to form some type of task force with our medical facilities in the county, mental health, and then law enforcement, and really come at it from a multifaceted approach, not just as the police responding, not just as the doctors who prescribe it, not just as mental health professionals who are maybe dealing with the addiction, but really come together and look at what we can do to best serve those in our community who are suffering from an addiction.
We have just about a minute left. Why don't you give our listeners where they can find out more about your campaign and any last words you want to put out there for the people before they vote on November 6th.
Please check out my Facebook page at Hager, that's H-E-G-E-R, for sheriff.com, or you can find me on Facebook at Hager for Sheriff. And I hope that I can earn your vote on November 6th. Vote Hager for Sheriff. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. We were speaking with Jessica Hager, candidate for Carver County Sheriff. I definitely encourage all the Carver County listeners to check her out. She impressed me a lot when she spoke at my Indivisible group recently. But we will be...